Tower, ABX, mobile.
Hey, Pete. Good morning, Patrick.
I guess everybody else detonated.
Everybody, at work now. So you're just stuck with me.
That's stuck with you. I get to enjoy the conversation with you, Ed.
I'll find out results from the MRI. Let me know the results.
I'll find out. Around 8:30 Monday morning.
To have surgery, if you and the family need anything, all you gotta do is let me know. You've got my number.
Appreciate that.
I'm gonna be going through because the wife, she had her several years ago, and I can still remember the ice packs and everything else.
One lady was telling me last night when I was checking in, she's giving some advice on getting an ice pack that wraps all the way around your leg. She said it was a huge help for her.
The what I call an igloo water cooler, one of the small ones with ice in it and a little bit of water, and had a thing wrapped around her knee. And when her knee started hurt, she'd just pump it a couple of times, and that cold water would ease it off.
Just trying to get that inflammation down. So cold's good for that.
Any questions, get a hold of Carol. She can give you advice on it. I can't. Fortunate I haven't had to do that yet, but she's been through it, so she'll be more than glad to help you.
Sorry, I'm trying to watch this truck. About to take the guardrail out in front of me.
Saw that all the way back from Charleston to you. There's a bunch of idiots out there, and a lot of them not paying attention and almost bounced off the divider and everything else.
Down the mountain here, and them turns, he's taking them a little wide. I think he's getting a little sleepy.
Time of day, I could sort of see that. He either hadn't woke up from a good night's sleep yet, or he's been hauling all night long, and he's getting tired. That causes a lot of wrecks. People don't realize getting sleepy behind the wheel like that is almost as bad as DUI.
That's how come when I feel that coming on, I'll take a pit stop and get out and walk around a little bit.
I stopped the car one morning. And it was a nurse, trauma nurse, and she'd been up like 48 hours, and she was all over the road. I told her she wasn't driving any further, and I called one of her friends to come get her.
You never know. You might have saved that young lady's life or somebody else's.
Hope so, but I mean, she's worse than DUI, but worst one I ever got was this guy drank a whole big gallon of red wine, and when I opened the door to get him out, he fell out in the middle of the road.
Around people like that, pretty much my whole adolescence, and once I got my driver's license, I had me a little racket going. I would charge him to drive him home.
There's nothing wrong with making a little money on the side. If they're going to be that stupid, then they need to pay the toll.
So, done quite a bit of that when I was younger. My parents having their parties after I turned 16 and driving drunks home.
Honestly say, that's one thing I don't care about. I might have a sip every now and then, maybe once every other year or so, but as far as sitting down and drinking like that, I have no desire whatsoever, never have.
I got no use for it. I don't care if you want to sit down and you want to have a drink with your meal or whatever. Hey, I'm okay with that. I don't want to be around a bunch of drunks.
Apparently, don't want to work in a college down on the police force.
That I went to high school. So the way all my buddies were. So much so that the law enforcement knew me, or got to know me, as the one driving everybody home.
Reason why, though, I didn't have a lot of friends in school. I wouldn't go out and party with them and use drugs and get drunk and all that other stuff. I spent most of my time on horseback or riding bull to the friend's arena.
For HK, I never done any of that. I done a little horseback riding, but never in an arena. It was always around the farm or something like that.
Get a chance to sit on a cutting horse, take it. I mean, that is a lot of fun. I enjoyed the cutting cattle.
More for pleasure, like trail riding, nothing else.
That too, but I had a 190-acre farm I was raised up on, and I could ride for hours and never see the same spot, but I enjoy it.
That sounds like fun, especially nowadays. As I'm getting older, I don't know what it is. I just don't want to be around people. I just soon live off in the middle of nowhere and not see anybody.
AM4NAP Friday, I agree 110%. I know what you mean.
That only comes to town once or twice a year. That's it.
We'll go here, there, and yonder, and I'll sit here and I'll either play on the radio or I'll watch my westerns on the TV.
I don't know if it's just because of dealing with the public so much or what. I don't know, man. I just don't care about none of it anymore.
You can get sour. You get fed up with some of the foolishness and stuff that they do, and trying to hoodoo you and cheat you and everything else. But I'd just rather stay home and stay by myself.
It doesn't help that I deal with some of the more unsavory parts of society.
Where are you coming from? So is it the tariff war? Does it hurt you any?
As on prices and stuff. So, but I don't know. I don't know where to stand on that or how to go about it, because I kind of see where everything's going, what he's trying to accomplish. But at the same time, how you go about it makes a difference.
Very true. I mean, these other countries have offered zero tariff. And for some odd reason, he's turned it down. I don't understand the reasoning behind it, but I think it all boils down to trying to get the manufacturers to move back to the United States.
I'm pretty sure that's what some of it is. And then some of it's pride, some of it's different things. I don't know. I don't have much to trust any of the politicians and what they say or do.
Politician speaks to me, I take 90% of what he says with 10 pounds of salt and believe about 1%.
It will make good fertilizer.
Man, you know about.
We're driving like fools out here on Highway 25 this morning.
Like fools, we had to go down Charleston Tuesday. Going down, it was crazy. And coming back, we ran into three traffic jams. And we had planned on being home by 7:30, and we finally got home about 10:30.
That happens.
Two of them were due to construction, and one was an accident. I know accidents happen. Can't help it, but I tell you what, some of that construction stuff, I think they could do better than that. I absolutely hate it.
And they could definitely do better in traffic handling. Some of that stuff they do is very dangerous. And I don't think they planned it out at all.
Traveling at night, and I don't know, and they'd be doing work on like 85, and I don't know how many I've almost hit just walking out in front of me.
Gotta watch them, that's for sure. You definitely have to be a defensive driver anymore.
My friend, his husband and wife team, they work in road construction, and they do the signs and stuff, directing traffic. And from what I hear, they pretty good at it. I've never gone through any of their work, but people sort of brag on them a little bit.
Well, a lot of it's they just don't think about stuff, you know, like up in the mountains where I'm at, you know, back it up to where you're around that curve instead of you wait till people get around the curve and then try to stop them in a blind, you know, back it up a little bit further. That's what they make radios for.
Free. I don't know how many times going up the mountain we'd be going on vacation, we'd run across something like that. Straight one, the bears will come and get them.
I don't know what it is, but I see a lot of dangerous construction work.
My share, I know exactly what you're talking about. Talking about bears, it's not changing the subject, but I saw a video yesterday. There were two bears walked up this front door of this house in a suburb, and one of the bears started ringing the doorbell trying to get somebody to come to the door, apparently.
In that video, with some of the animals that come up to people and want them to rescue their babies or somebody, another animal is pretty funny to watch, or interesting to watch. I won't say funny, but interesting to watch.
We've got bear around here. I haven't seen her but one time. But I don't know how many times people have told me they've had to stop in the middle of the road, let her cross down below the house here, like she's just come out of my front yard. But I've only seen her one time, and I haven't heard anybody seeing her lately. So she's on up in age, so maybe she's either moved on or something's happened to her.
Never know. That cycle of life may have happened.
Here she always had twins. Everybody else got to see them, but I didn't. But, you know, she never bothered anything, never bothered anybody. She would, you know, she'd see you. She'd stand there and look at you for a minute and walk on. And that's about all she would do. She never growled or grunted at anybody. And she had the twins with her. She would let people, you know, see them and all, but I wasn't going to walk up and try to touch one.
Definitely not want to walk up on something like that, KO4HK, at all.
Friend AP, I've got wild turkeys all around me, and I'm surprised they hadn't come up to the chickens I got out there.
Some wild rabbits around the house, and the wife's got them just about where she can walk up and touch them. They'll sit there that long.
Every time she'll have them in the pet and taking care of them. Rabbits are easy to do that now. Deer are a little bit different. My cousin had a deer and one time, a little fawn that he had found abandoned. And she was more like a puppy than she was a deer.
Rabbits at the house, she's been out there feeding them and being out there with them since they were little. I guess they've gotten comfortable with her.
She ate food with her, but I'll never forget what Miss Shelley told me. You know, Mike got four or five bears around his house, and she walked out the back door one day to go out in the yard, and their garden was right there at the back steps, apparently. And said she heard something grunt, and said she looked and said, that's a big old bear laid out in the squash section of the garden and was eating her squash. And she turned around and went right back in.
I would, too. I've walked out of my house and There's a bear right there at the end of the sidewalk. I just turned around and go back inside the house.
Out in the country, so I'm surprised I haven't, like I said, I haven't seen, you know, more than just once. But the deer, they come in the front yard all night long and eat. And I leave them alone and watch over them. Of course, my boys hunt them, come hunting season and all, but I told them, if you shoot them on my property, you get one a year. And they abide by that because they want it for meat. They're just not hunting for the sport.
W4FCM.
This is KO4HK. Ed, I don't blame you for that. And if you're going to kill them, you need to eat them. If you want to call your son, Fred, we'll step over to the side.
Put me just a second. Thank you. KD4FDI, W4FCM. On you, Jonathan. Please carry on. Thank you. W4FCM.
Don't do stay in here with us and keep us company.
I get up and start reading, so I have three different books I go between and read, so I sit here and listen and read for him, wait for him to get up. We should lose shortly here. W4FCM.
Anytime, KM4NAP.
Fred, you're welcome anytime. We did not want to hog the repeater from you and Jonathan making your morning contact.
Remember how long this group has been going on? Because I was delivering papers, and well, I know at least 10 years.
And I know of at least 5 that I've been here, so the morning crew has.
See, me and Mike and Tim and Ken, and there was a guy was from New Hampshire, I think. And he was supposed to go back to New Hampshire on business with his family, and I've never heard of him since.
The people come and go and pass through of a morning. So it's just a good morning. I wouldn't call it a net, but just good morning conversation for the ride.
Keep your weight. That's the main thing.
That I know has definitely helped me over the last several years, making this drive down the mountain.
When everybody started coming in on the radio, I was just about done, and I could head home.
Funny how you associate things like that together, isn't it?
It is. I miss getting on the radios every morning. I finally took this one out of my truck and brought it in the house and set it up here. Once I get the front end rebuilt on my truck, I'll see if I can find me another one of these radios like this one, because I really like this little radio that I got at the Yaesu 2900. So I'm very pleased with it. I wouldn't mind having another one.
That's a good little radio from what I hear. Quite a few people have it.
Strictly 2 meter. And they've got one that is 2 meter and 440. I hear that it's a very good radio as well.
Got the 6000, which is dual band, but it's only one band at a time. And then they got the 2980R. I've got several of them out there. And then the 500, and then the 510. So they've got several different 2 meter 440 radios out there right now. Yaesu does. I like this ICOM pretty good. I've not had any complaints about it, but I did notice yesterday that the mic cord is starting to fray and crack on me. The cover on it is.
Time to replace it. I know. When I first started, I had a old tube-type radio. It was a Henry Tempo 1. basically it was yay through FT-101, except it would put out 180 watts here, and it was known as a summer bill over in Europe. Japan had to change the name because over in Japan they couldn't operate above 25 watts with that radio. Now why, I don't know, but that was the regulation at the time that the FT-101 actually came out. But I had to go all the way to England to get a hand mic made for it.
Well, this one here, the mic cord is changeable, so they did make it to where it's got a connector on both ends. I don't have to change the whole mic. I just unplug the cord and put a new one in.
That feature. I wish it had that feature on this, but when it goes, I guess I'll just have to bite the bullet and get a new one.
Nice to have a new radio coming out, new mobile radio. The TH750, THD750, I believe it is. It's supposed to be a tri-band with a separated faceplate with a speaker built into the faceplate. So, kind of looking forward to that, but I'm sure it will be expensive.
And if it's Friday, I guarantee you it's going to be expensive. I think I saw a video on YouTube on that radio.
Lots of buzz about it lately. Since the first of the year, the hamcation, hamvention, whichever it was up there or down there in Florida. So there's been lots of buzz about it. And I've been watching it for about a year and a half now. They've been talking about it. And I've seen pictures of it. So I don't know. We'll see how much it is when it comes out and if it's worth an investment or not. Because the only thing over the 710 is they're adding 220, which is a tri-band, D-Star, which I don't use, and color screen. So I don't know if it's worth it for me.
Do the D-Star, and I don't do DMRS and all that. So it wouldn't do me any good to invest in that radio because I would be paying for something that I don't use.
220 in it, which you could use out around your place. There's a couple of repeaters out there. If you do any APRS, it's got the full KISS TNC in it, which the 710 has that. So that's what I say. I don't know if it's enough to make me want to jump out and buy it. Would it be a neat radio? Yeah, it looks like it'd be a neat radio, but I just don't know if it's neat enough.
Be for me because I'm just old simple. Just give me an old basic radio and I'm happy.
Hey, I like simple too, but the 710s are pretty easy to use.
Thinking about getting me a better walkie, but I still can't complain about this old cheap Bofang I got. I didn't pay but like $15 for it. Of course, I can't hear the repeater from here, but 440, they several repeaters around. There's one that's about 5 miles from me. I can hit it, and it all connects in through a system they have. It goes through several repeaters when you key up.
Carolina Heart System.
It, I don't remember, I don't remember the name, but that might be it.
And it links up on the weekend, covers all of South Carolina and part of North Carolina.
Well, this system runs from North Carolina line all the way down to Columbia, and it's 7 days a week.
Can link it up, but I don't think it's linked all the time. If it's or it's a South Carolina Heart, it's only linked all full time on the weekends. And if you can hit the 145, 130, which is up on Caesar's Head, that's the one covering into North Carolina.
wish I could get that new repeater that's up.
Oh, sorry. I had to pause there for a minute. Maybe one day. But you know, good to talk to you this morning. Thanks for the ride along. Enjoyed it as usual. And good to hear you. And please tell Miss Carol we said hello. But I'm going to be out on after your final. 7-3.
3, Patrick. Enjoyed it. Hope you have a good day. And you get your truck back on the road real quick. And if I don't hear anything out of between now and Monday, please let me know what the MRI says. And we'll put you on the prayer list. So 7-3, KM4 and AP will be clear.
NW4FCM. DINW4FCM.